Welcome to the GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in this episode, we're diving into one of the most commonly examined topics in the OCR GCSE Biology specification, selective breeding. That's topic 6.9. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic comes up time and again, so let's make sure you absolutely nail it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to describe the full process of selective breeding in the correct sequence, apply it to real-world agricultural and domestic examples, explain the genetic risks involved, and that's the higher tier stuff, and you'll know exactly what examiners are looking for to award you every single mark. So let's get started. Section 1, what is selective breeding? Selective breeding, also called artificial selection, is a process carried out by humans to produce organisms with specific, desirable characteristics. The key word there is humans. This is not natural selection, where the environment does the selecting. In selective breeding, we're the ones making the choices. Think about it this way. Imagine you're a farmer and you want cows that produce as much milk as possible. You look at your herd and you notice that some cows produce significantly more milk than others. You don't just breed any two cows together at random. You deliberately choose the ones with the highest milk yield to be the parents of the next generation. That's selective breeding in action. Or think about dogs. Every single dog breed you can think of, from a tiny Chihuahua to a massive Great Dane, was produced through selective breeding. Humans selected dogs with particular traits, size, temperament, coat type, and bred them together, generation after generation, until those traits became fixed in the breed. The same principle applies to crops. Wheat farmers have selectively bred wheat plants over thousands of years to produce varieties with high grain yield, disease resistance, or the ability to survive drought. This is hugely important for feeding the world's growing population. So, selective breeding is fundamentally about humans taking control of reproduction to amplify desirable traits within a population. Section 2, the process, step by step. Now, this is where the exam marks live. OCR examiners want you to describe the process in the correct logical sequence. Let me walk you through the four key steps. Step 1, identify the desired characteristic. Before you can do anything, you need to decide what trait you're selecting for. This must be specific, not just a good cow, but a cow with high milk yield. Examiners will penalize vague answers, so always name the specific trait mentioned in the question. Step 2, select the parents. From your existing population, you choose the individuals that best show the desired characteristic. So if you want high milk yield, you select the cows that already produce the most milk. These become your breeding parents. Step 3, breed the selected parents together. Allow or deliberately cause the selected individuals to reproduce with each other. This produces a new generation of offspring. Step 4, select the best offspring and repeat. From the offspring, you again select those that show the desired characteristic most strongly. These become the parents of the next generation. And then you repeat this whole process again and again over many generations. That phrase, over many generations, is absolutely critical. I cannot stress this enough. It is one of the most common reasons candidates lose marks. They describe the process correctly, but forget to say that it must be repeated over many generations. The trait doesn't become fixed after just one round of breeding. It takes many generations of consistent selection for the desired characteristic to become reliably expressed in the population. So let me give you a memory hook for the four steps. Think of the acronym ISBR, Identify, Select, Breed, Repeat. ISBR. Say it to yourself a few times. Identify, select, breed, repeat. If you can remember those four words in that order, you can always reconstruct a full answer. Section 3, real-world applications. Let's look at some specific examples, because OCR questions almost always give you a context and ask you to apply the process to it. Example 1, increasing milk yield in dairy cattle. The farmer identifies cows with the highest milk yield. Those cows are selected to breed with bulls that come from high-yield bloodlines. The offspring are assessed for milk yield, and again, the highest-yielding individuals are selected to breed. This is repeated over many generations until the herd consistently produces very high milk yields. Example 2, disease-resistant wheat. A plant breeder identifies wheat plants that survive a fungal infection while others die. Those resistant plants are selected and cross-pollinated with each other. The offspring are exposed to the fungus again, and the survivors are selected for the next round of breeding. Over many generations, a disease-resistant variety is established. Example 3, domestic dogs. Breeders wanting a dog with a calm temperament select the calmest dogs from a litter to breed together. Over many generations, this produces a breed reliably known for its calm nature, like a Labrador Retriever, which is why they make such good guide dogs. Notice in every example, the same four steps apply. Identify, select, breed, repeat, over many generations. Section 4. The genetic consequences. Higher tier. Now, if you're sitting higher tier, you need to go further and explain what selective breeding does to the genetics of a population. This is where AO3 marks, the analysis and evaluation marks, come in. When we selectively breed, we are deliberately choosing a very small number of individuals to be the parents of each generation. We are ignoring the vast majority of the population. Over many generations, this means that only the alleles, the gene variants, carried by those selected individuals get passed on. The range of alleles in the population gets narrower and narrower. This is called a reduction in the gene pool. The gene pool is the total collection of all the different alleles present in a population. In a wild, naturally breeding population, the gene pool is large and diverse. After many generations of selective breeding, the gene pool becomes much smaller, less diverse. Why does this matter? Because genetic diversity is what gives a population resilience. If all individuals in a population are genetically very similar, they are all vulnerable to the same threats. Think about it this way. Imagine a disease sweeps through a population of selectively bred cattle. Because all the cattle are genetically similar, they've been bred from a small number of ancestors, they may all carry the same susceptibility to that disease. A single new pathogen could potentially wipe out the entire herd. In a genetically diverse population, some individuals would likely have natural resistance. But in a selectively bred population with a reduced gene pool, that variation may simply not exist. The second major risk is inbreeding. When closely related individuals breed together, which is increasingly likely as the gene pool shrinks, there is a much higher chance that offspring will inherit two copies of the same recessive allele. Many harmful genetic conditions are caused by recessive alleles. In a diverse population, you're unlikely to inherit two copies of a harmful recessive allele because your parents are unlikely to both carry it. But in an inbred population, where everyone shares common ancestors, the probability of inheriting two copies of a harmful recessive allele increases significantly. This is why pedigree dog breeds often suffer from inherited health conditions, hip dysplasia in German Shepherds, breathing problems in Bulldogs, heart conditions in Cavalier King Charles Spaniels. These are the consequences of many generations of selective breeding from a small gene pool. So to summarize, the higher tier content, selective breeding reduces the gene pool, which leads to inbreeding, which increases the expression of harmful recessive alleles, which makes the population more susceptible to disease and genetic disorders. Section 5. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about how to actually get the marks in the exam. I've seen thousands of exam scripts and the same mistakes come up again and again. Mistake number one, forgetting many generations. As I said earlier, this is the single most common reason for losing marks. Always include it. Every time you describe the process, end with, "This is repeated over many generations." Mistake number two, confusing selective breeding with genetic engineering. These are completely different processes. Selective breeding works with existing genetic variation. You're selecting for traits that already exist in the population. Genetic engineering involves directly modifying DNA, inserting genes from one organism into another. If a question asks about selective breeding and you start talking about inserting genes or modifying DNA, you will score zero for that part of your answer. Mistake number three, being vague about the trait. Don't say breed the best ones or select the strongest animals. Always name the specific trait. If the question is about wheat, say wheat plants with the highest grain yield or wheat plants with resistance to drought. Examiners want to see that you can apply the process to the specific context of the question. Mistake number four, saying selective breeding creates new traits. It doesn't. Selective breeding can only work with variation that already exists in the population. You cannot selectively breed for a trait that no individual in the population possesses. This is a key conceptual distinction, and it's also what separates selective breeding from genetic engineering. Now, let's talk about command words, because the way you answer depends on the question. If the question says describe, give a clear, sequential account of the process. Use the ISBR steps. No need to explain why each step works, just say what happens. If the question says explain, you need to say why each step is necessary. For example, the parents with the highest milk yield are selected because they are most likely to carry the alleles for high milk production, which can then be passed on to offspring. If the question says evaluate, this is a higher tier command word. You need to consider both the benefits and the risks of selective breeding, use evidence, and make a judgment. A top band evaluate answer would discuss both the agricultural benefits, increased yield, disease resistance, and the genetic risks, reduced gene pool, inbreeding, accumulation of harmful recessive alleles, and then make a balanced conclusion. For a 6-mark question on selective breeding, aim to spend about 6 to 7 minutes. Structure your answer clearly. If the question asks you to describe the process, use a numbered list or clear sequential paragraphs. Examiners find it much easier to award marks when your answer is logically structured. Section 6, Quick Fire Recall Quiz. Right, let's test your memory. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, and then give you the answer. Cover your notes if you can. Question 1. What are the 4 steps of selective breeding in order? The answer is identify the desired characteristic, select parents that show it, breed them together, select the best offspring, and repeat over many generations. Question 2. What is the gene pool? The gene pool is the total range of alleles present within a breeding population. Question 3. Why does selective breeding reduce the gene pool? Because only a small number of individuals, those with the desired trait, are selected to breed each generation, so only their alleles are passed on. The alleles of unselected individuals are lost from the population over time. Question 4. Name 2 risks associated with selective breeding. Reduced gene pool, meaning the population is more vulnerable to new diseases, and inbreeding, which increases the chance of offspring inheriting 2 copies of a harmful recessive allele. Question 5. What is the key difference between selective breeding and genetic engineering? Selective breeding works with existing variation in the population through reproduction. Genetic engineering directly modifies an organism's DNA, often by inserting genes from a different species. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on any of them, go back and reread those sections before your exam. Section 7, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Selective breeding, also called artificial selection, is the process by which humans select organisms with desirable characteristics and breed them together, repeating this over many generations to establish the trait in the population. The 4 steps are identify, select, breed, repeat, ISBR, over many generations. It is used in agriculture to improve crop yields, disease resistance, and livestock productivity, and in domestic contexts to produce animals with desired traits. The key genetic consequence, especially important for higher tier, is that selective breeding reduces the gene pool, which leads to inbreeding and an increased risk of harmful recessive alleles being expressed, as well as reduced resilience to new diseases. The most common exam mistakes are forgetting many generations, confusing selective breeding with genetic engineering, being vague about the specific trait, and claiming that selective breeding creates new traits when it only selects existing ones. That's it for today's episode. Good luck in your exams. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn is one you worked for. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.